Professor Robertson said periodic earthquake activity, steaming, and hot spots are still likely even though the volcanic eruption has ended. He said it will also take a while for the mountain to return to its previous state.
The eruption that we had has essentially ended quite a little while ago, and what we'd expect to have and continue to have and are having is sort of residual activity that we'd expect to continue for quite a few while, which means we can have and do have periodic earthquake activity. The configuration of the summit area has changed, so there's a lot more steaming, a lot more hot spots in the crater itself. And of course, the volcano produced a lot of loose material, so that we've said before that there's going to be the ongoing problem of mud flows, lahars, and generally the mountain went through, in a sense, a traumatic experience, just like a lot of people in Simmons did. And it's going to take a little while for it to, you know, reshape itself and get back to what it was.
Professor Robertson said the monitoring will return to what was done prior to the eruption. He said this means that the Seismic Research Center will not have a physical team underground.
We're in between eruptions now, and really it's a matter of going back to monitoring in the way that we used to before, which means that from now on the Seismic Research Center would not have a physical team present on the island. But of course, the monitoring network is perhaps, I would say, certainly it is more robust and more in-depth and more much more denser than it was at the very beginning. And so we will keep on looking at it. There will be a team here, as we had before, Super Monitor Newt, which is attached to NEMO, and a group of people who will be also providing support. And I believe going forward, there is an intention to employ additional persons to keep the monitoring network going and also to ensure that you have local capacity to respond rapidly.
And the lead scientist said the seismic research team will continue to provide support to the local monitoring team.
Seismic is going to be there in the background. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be looking at the signals, providing support, and from time to time coming to the island as you know, as I'm here now, doing various projects, both related directly to the monitoring as well as to other things, but all related to the volcano and living safely with it.
Head of the Lasufre monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.